Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Tes Omud Aleph, and we're still in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, which deals with the halachos of selling or exchanging a shul or the stones or the wood of a shul for something else, for money or for another item. And we're beginning with Sif Yud Gimel, four lines into the Omud. And the Mechaber writes, Gavu Moz Lebinyan Beis HaKnesses, if they collected funds to go build a shul, Uvalohem dvar mitzvah, but some other mitzvah item came up. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Zayin explains, midistam, mimashma kol dvar mitzvah. From the fact that we don't specify what dvar mitzvah came up, it wouldn't seem to imply any dvar mitzvah. Kitztako kiyotzi bezeo, any charitable need or anything like that. Avsheinu chamura mikdusha spesa knesses, even though it may not be a holier need than that of building the shul. And he says, even though we previously learned in Sifhei, where we paskid over there, Pasak, Begovu Moz, that when they collected funds, the Ein Mishanin Elulikdusha Chamura, that if they specifically collected funds for something, you're not allowed to exchange them unless you're actually purchasing something higher in Kedusha. However, here we're allowing it. The Shari, the Hotsia Moz, Aflikdusha Kala, the Aflichulin. Here we're saying that this is done with the permission of the executive board, with the Zayin Tov Yair, the board of trustees, in the presence or with the understanding of the entire community. And in this situation, you can be mishanet even to a lower level kedusha, or you can actually be mishanet, you can change it even for a secular item, as we've already learned in Siv Zayim, as brought down by the Magen Avraham. However, the Taz disagrees. V'ataz mukilo, the Taz says over here, we're talking about af shelo ayidei shiva tov ya'ir b'mam b'nayin sh'ir. He's saying you don't even require that the Board of Trustees, in the presence of the entire community, designate that these funds now be used for something else. Ela demayri, we're talking here in the Sif, the shkile hamoz derech havoh. We're talking here about taking the funds that we collected for the shul, but before we build the shul, we're going to lend them out to some stucco that needs them for some purpose. And they'll eventually repay us back with other funds, Lebinyan Beis HaKnesses, which will use those funds for the building of the shul. And this is what the Taz said already earlier in Sivkot and Beis, the Sfiril Eshon, Begavu Moz, the Mutalikach Derev Havah. And he held there that when the shul collects the funds, even if they're building for building the shul, they can lend them out for some other purpose. And as long as they get back those funds eventually, they can use them to purchase the shul with those funds that they get in return. The issue footnote number 92 brings down that not everybody agreed with this. He brings down the psak of the Bir Halach over there, that the reasoning with Taz is, she'ilo chalo shum kedusha lamos, because there's no inherent kedusha on these funds, even though they were collected for the purpose of building a shul, and they reached the treasurer's hands. This still is the principle, havzmona lav milsi, that when you designate something, until you actually build it, it's not halachically considered as if it has that kedusha. And therefore, ein shum isur likach hamos lishor l'tzorech eizah dover. And therefore, the Taz says, you can use this and lend this money out for any purpose that you need to lend the money out, and you get the funds back, and you'll eventually build the shul. However, he says, also lotzil l'tzorech dover achem mebli lachzir nachakach, but you do have to return the funds. You can't use the funds and expend those funds and then not get them back. So you do have to get them back. Because when they collected the funds, it was as if it was a nether. So the nether allows you to go and temporarily use the funds for a loan to some other tzedakah or some other purpose and get those funds back. That's not breaking the nether. But if you'd use it totally for something else, that would be called breaking the nether. That's the Taz's understanding. The Magen Avraham's understanding is that you're not allowed to do this because people are makbid. When they donated money, they wanted bedafka that money to be used, and not for that money to be lent out, and then eventually some other money to come back in to take its place. They wanted their funds, bedafka, to be used for the building of the shul. So again, back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that if you collected funds to build a shul, you're allowed to go and use those funds for some other purpose, mosim ba'amos. Kanu avon in the chorus, if you already bought with those funds stones and beams, lo yim kirum ledvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to sell those stones and beams for the purposes of another mitzvah, except Elul Pigeon Shurim, except to redeem captives, that you're allowed to. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Ches explains, Afal pi, sh'al pi hadin mutar, al pi shiva tov ya'ir, b'mamad an sh'ir, afil l'hotzi l'chulin. He says, why can't you sell these stones and these beams? Technically, you would be allowed to, when you're doing it with the permission of the Board of Trustees in the setting of the community, not only could you use it for any holy purpose, you can use it even for a secular purpose, Kol shekin l'dvar mitzvah, and certainly to do it for a dvar mitzvah, you should be allowed to. Why did the Mechaber say you can't? Mikol makom lo yasu kein. The Magen Avraham explains you shouldn't do this. Technically, you can, but you shouldn't do this even for pidgin shuyim. V'yikbu minatziba, you should try to go collect new funds for whatever the mitzvah item is, even if it's pidgin shuyim. You should try to collect new funds rather than take the funds that were designated and used already to purchase over here sticks and stones and starting to build a shul. The bit Shar HaTzion in Siv Katan Samach Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim explains, according to the Taz, we're talking here about a halvah, as we just already explained a moment ago. And the reason why you can't lend this out is because the Choshu Chachomim im Nimkar HaAvonim, if their stones were to be sold over here, Shukvar Munochim, they're already there, the Nika Chamoz, they're a halvah, and you would take now, instead of those stones, you take the funds and lend them out. So what you're going to do over here is maybe not eventually build a shul. It's going to lead to a pshia. And therefore, Adin, even though they're not kedoshim, hasmon alav milsehi, nevertheless, we don't want you to do this because it may cause a delay in the building of the shul. The Mechaber continues and he says, even though you now purchased the stones and you took the stones of Gedorum and you built them already up into some sort of a fence or a wall. Yes, of course, you took the beams of Solum and you carved them, and you're already, you have 2x4s now and you're all ready to go and actually put up the shul fully. You are still allowed to sell all these raw materials and use them to redeem captives if necessary. But if they already built the shul, you shouldn't go and sell the shul. As we'll see, you technically can, but you shouldn't do this. But you should then go collect new funds to do pidgin shvuyim if you're able to do so. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nayin Tes explains that it's davko gomru. It's only if you finish the shul that you shouldn't go in the shul and sell it for the mitzvah pidgin shvuyim. But if you didn't complete it, it's still a partially constructed site. Dino kavon and makoros, then it has the same status as if it was just the raw materials, the stones and the beams, shenisku mikodim, that we already mentioned previously, that you are allowed to go and sell them for the purpose of pidgin shuyim. He brings us down the name of the Taz, and he says, go look in Simen Kufnun Beis, in the Bir Halacha over there. And Dir Shifuta number 93 reminds us, Hochiach midivrei kama rishonim, he points out over there, and proves on basis of various rishonim, based upon the Rambam, she'isur limkor lekoros ulevon ulevenim letzoruch pidgin shuyim hu dafka liachas shukar gomru livnos. Says that if there is an isser of selling the shul, it's only after the shul is already built and not while the raw materials are in their raw stages, or even if they're only partially built into the shul. Mechaber continues and he writes, Abul im banu v'gomru lo yimkru beis haknesses. But if they already fully built it up into the shul, we said, don't go and build the beis haknesses el yigbu lepidyom in the tzibur. As we pointed out, you should go and collect it from the tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei explains, Pirush, ein roi lian shir lasus kein. Don't do this. Abul min adin shari bepidyon shuyim. L'kdu shil chamur b'chol gavne. But technically you could. They're just saying, don't do this, but anything doesn't stand in the way of pidyon shuyim. And he says, v'afilu below zayin tov ye'er b'mamad anshir, you would be allowed to go sell this for pidyon shuyim, even if you didn't have the zayin tov ye'er telling you to do so, because the mitzvah of pidyon shuyim, as we pointed out previously, is so important. The Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, points out in Dibur HaMasru, lo yimkru beis haknesses, he says, the min adin shari limkor, because as we've already pointed out several times, even the fully built shul could be sold for the mitzvah of pidyon shuyim. So why don't we do this? So he writes later in the Dibur HaMasru, mikol mokum mistabro de'ein limkor beis haknesses, which shows that you shouldn't do this. Because we already know the kofim b'nei ha'ir ze'azel of nos beis haknesses. We've already learned how important it is that people in the community can force other people to go and donate money in order to build the shul. And the reasoning is, k'dei sh'yel yisrom because the importance of davening in front of Hashem in a set mokum kavua to create a mikdash ma'at is so important that even though technically pidyon shuyim outranks it, but we don't want to do that. And if there's another way to do the pidyon shuyim, i.e. collecting money from the tzibur, go and do it. In Dirshu footnote number 95, he brings down from the Shelos Tshuva Sigrus Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, who brings a diak from the Rambam, and he says, Tzrichim Shiel Lohem Mikdosh Ma'at Hamuchon Liavoda Hanogergis Bizman Hazeh, that every community that has 10 people in it at least should go and make sure that they have a proper place to daven, Shehiyat Tvila, to do our fulfillment of our avoda today, which is our davening. And Dir Shufut number 94 brings down from the Shar HaTzion that even if they have another shul, so he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, nevertheless, L'chatchila L'roi Limkor Beis HaKnesses L'tzorach Pidyon Shvuyim, Udloa Kataz. He says that technically the shul should never be sold, even for the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, even if you have another shul. The only time that you should do this is if you absolutely cannot connect any other way the funds for the pidyon shuyim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in that situation, shemut limkor basic knesses l'tzarach zeh, even kishein lahem basic knesses acher. Then you're allowed to do this. If it's absolutely no alternative, no other way to get the money, then you can even sell the one and only shul that you have. That is technically the din. Again, we should do everything possible that we shouldn't have to rely upon that din. Sif Yudalad, the Mechaber writes, Ruvain Sha'amar, Karkazu, Ani Nosi, Livnosa, Le Beis HaKnesses. Ruvain donates a piece of property to the community, and he says, on this land that I'm giving you, I want you to build a shul. The local government, unfortunately, Nebuch, in our history, this has not been a rare occurrence, has not allowed the Jewish people to go and build a shul in that community. So the tzibur, the community, says, if we can't build a shul, live no sala base Talmud Torah. Let us build a yeshiva over there. Let's build a base medrash over there, which is technically a higher level of kedusha. Nevertheless, the person who donated the property says, I didn't donate base to have a base medrash. I wanted to have a shul. So the halacha is, the Mechaber says, Lo Motzi Ruvain Hoder Bei. Ruvain still cannot retract upon his donation, and even though the community is going to use it for a base medrash, which is not what he wanted, they're allowed to do so. Under what circumstances is this true? V'im Ruvain Lo Hayadar Sham, if Ruvain is not dwelling in that city at that time, so then certainly the town can go and change around what Ruvain wanted for a shul, they can make it into a base medrash. However, V'im Hu B'nei Oso Yir, but if he is living in the community, Einam Rashayim L'Shanosa Im Hu Omeid V'Tzoveach. But if he's living in the community and he's standing up there and protesting and say, hey, that's not why I donated that land. I don't want you to build a base medrash over there. I want you to go and build a shul. And this tzoveach, the Ramah says, pirush v'tzoek, he's complaining about it. He's being vocal about it. So then they're not allowed to do this unless, el imken yesham chever ir, unless the rav of the town basically says, no, this is what is best for the town. The kolman da'asi, yadaita didei asi. Because basically we can assume that when anybody donated something and there's a rav in town, that they're basically donating it based upon what the Rav wants to do, which the Ramah points out is similar to Vishiva Tovia Yir, Dinam Gechever Yir. And when you have a board of trustees, so when a person donates something stam without specifically specifying what he wants to do, so it's with the assumption that he's doing it to be able to be done with whatever the board of trustees or the Rav, they're both equal over here, whatever the board of trustees or the Rav has says he wants to do with it, the person is basically mevater his original thoughts to that person, even if he's now going to complain about it and say, that's not really what I wanted. Now let's understand this fully. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Pei Aleph. We said originally Reuven can't retract. The Nasa Neder, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's like he made a vow. Miki Omar Karka Zul Beis HaKnesses. As soon as he said this land will be for the shul, it's as if he said with his mouth that I'm giving this its stalker to the community, and therefore he can't retract it. The issue footnote number 97 brings down, likewise, v'chein yochid shebonim beis haknesses, if an individual made a private shul, and then he donated it to the town, avshadayin lo spalubo, even though the people haven't yet davened over there, v'ein lo kedushas beis haknesses, it technically doesn't have the status of a beis haknesses, so we've already learned, sheni yochid lasbo, he can't go and retract it, kivin shenechshav kilu nodert stok l'rabim, because when you made this neder, so to say, for the rabim, you can't go back on it. So, Tovir, in our case, Reuven can't go and retract his giving this plot of land to the community, even though they're not using it for the shul, they're going to use it for a base medrash. And Sifkot and Pei Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yecholu L'Shanosa, V'afilu D'Varishus, and technically, they don't even have to do a base medrash with it. They could go make it for a social hall. They can make it for some sort of a gym. V'yav, Shehuz, Manakak, L'Beis HaKnesses. And even though Reuven donated this for the purposes of being a shul, Hasman Olav Milsehi Kedel Sifches, as we've already learned in Sifches, and mentioned many times already, just designating something doesn't make it into that item. And this is true even if he's standing up and jumping and protesting over here. Any chavetz el shi'el avei successes. I don't want it to be a gym. I donated it for a shul. I don't want to have a gym. Lo mashkichim be. We don't have to listen to him. Why? Kivin de meikora stomo amar. Because originally he did not specify, I'm donating it for the shul. He said, I'm donating this property to the community. And he didn't do the famous Tanai Kofel of Reuven God and Chatzis Shevet Menashe, where a person has to say both the positive and the negative. If you do this, then I'm donating for this. If you don't do that, then I'm not donating it for this. So he didn't say, to Lo Amar, Im Lo Yivnu Beis HaKnesses Sechziru Liyakarka. He didn't say, if you don't build a shul, then I want it returned. He said, here's property for the shul. So therefore, Aminan Adaito did who Yava me Kora Hashta Kohoder Bay below Motzi. So we say he originally gave it for us to use it for whatever we want. He gave it on our das, and now he wants to retract. He doesn't have the right to go and retract. The issue footnote number 99 brings down the reasoning behind this. He says the Shelus Jewish Chassam Sofer writes, Shekivun Sheshiva Tuvir B'mayabaran Shir Yecholum L'Shanu Sesbeis HaKnesses Afilu Dovar Rishus. Since the Board of Trustees in the presence of the town can go and change this for anything that they want, even for a secular purpose, so therefore, Imken Kishinosan Karka Zuk, they live no Solebeis HaKnesses. So when this Reuven went and donated the property to the community for the purpose of building a shul, it was with the basic understanding, Behechrich Nisonim Al Daitum L'fi Mashemutul Lem Lassos HaPidin Torah. It was always with the understanding that they decide to change their mind because they have the right to do so, they're allowed to. The Koshalo Omar, and unless he specifically stated the Tanai Kofu, so to say, if you don't build a shul that I'm not donating it, ain't kan neder betos. That's not called a mistaken vow. Lefi shehikdish al das rotzo nakol. Because when the person donated the stam, it was with the understanding that the halachic rules of how a donation works apply, and he can't complain afterwards that he didn't want those rules to apply. He should have stated up front, but if you don't build a shul, then I want my property back. That's perfectly valid. But since he didn't do that, you follow the normal rules. But we said, however, if he lives in the city and he protests, then it does work under certain circumstances. So the Mr. Brewer and Sivkot and Pei Gimel writes, Rotzolomar, Sheochol Akvam, he can't prevent them, Shelo Liv Nozole Beis HaMedrash. He can't ask for the property back, but he can't say, don't build a Beis Medrash on it. Afshi Kedusha Chamur Mizeh, even though it's a higher level of Kedusha, as we've already learned earlier in this Simon. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Kivin Dis Yoav Adaita Lekulu, since when you have something like this, it's basically all the people in the town have the right to go and protest about anything, even a single individual in the town can protest. So then, anybody in the town can protest over here. If you don't have the Zayin Tuva Yair telling you otherwise, they can't do something unless it's unanimous. And even though we said that if it's going to a higher level of Kedusha, which a base medrash would be a higher level of Kedusha than a shul, we said previously that you can't protest, one person can't stop it, that's only there. That's when nobody there specifically protested. But if somebody there specifically protested, it wouldn't be good even over there. So to over here, he's no worse off than the situation. If he wasn't a donor, he would still be able to protest. If he's a donor, he can protest. Mr. Brewer continues and says, look in the Magen Avraham, who asks a very famous question. In Yoridei and Simon Reish Nun Tes, it says, Behedja, it says specifically, De'ein ha'balim yicholim limchos, believe no space in Medrash, kima shikidusha chamura. There it seems to be contradicting what we're saying over here in Arachayim. In Yoridei, it says that an individual cannot protest and stop them from building a higher level kedusha based Medrash instead of the shul. And there's a stira. So the Magen Avraham, the Dochach Hasatzmal Teretz, he gives a Dochach Teretz, says, look in the Prima Godim, Shemafak Biki Teretz, who doesn't like this Teretz. And he says, look also in the Perish of the Vilna Gaon, who asks the same question as the Magen Avraham, and he's left with a Tzorich Ion. The issue footnote number 100 tries to give us an answer over here, and he explains, based upon the Shelus Tshuva's Tuvtam Vidas, the difference between in Yoridea, where we don't allow a single person to change it from making it from a shul into a base medrash, is because there, that when the individual donated it, he wasn't specifically donating for a shul. They happened to have asked him to donate the money, and they said, we need it for a shul, so we agreed. And we assumed that if they'd asked him for a base medrash, achas kam v'kama, that he would have agreed, because that's a high level of kedusha. So they estimate his das would have been fine with it in that situation, and therefore nobody can protest. Avol over here, the guy, out of his own goodness of his heart, came forward and said, I would like to donate this property to build a shul. So you can't say he would have been happy to build a base medrash. He specifically wanted to build a shul. You didn't come to him, he came to you. And that's how the Shelus Tshuva's Tuvtam V'das reconciles your idea, where it says that you cannot go back, and over here it says you can go back and prevent the base medrash from being built. Sivkot Pedala, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the gentleman protests and doesn't want it to be built into Beis Medrash, and he lives in the town, it works. He brings down from the Mordechai, the Mikol Mokom Ruvi Nami Lo Motzi L'Shanos L'Mheder. He can't take his property back. Afilu Lo Motzi Atul L'Vnos B'Bnei HaShilton. Even though right now they may not allow them to build it, the government's not allowing them to build it, Shema Le'achaz Man Yimtzu Chanina L'Vnos. Maybe 5 years from now or 2 months from now, the government will let you build a shul, so he can't take his property back. He can stop them from building a Beis Medrash, but he can't take his property back. Sivkot and Pehei, he writes down, however, with the Shiva Tuve Yair, or the Talmud Chacham, the Rav in the town, they are allowed to do this. Rosh Lomer, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'mayman HaKol. This is talking about in the presence of the Tzibor, you are allowed to go and make these decisions, either as the Zayin Tuve Yair, or in what we call Chevri, if there's a Rav in town that has the authority, so then he can go make these decisions. That concludes today's shiur.